Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the third week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 6. In confessing that we are, by nature, prone to hate God and our neighbor, the question then becomes, why is this our nature? If God created us, why is our natural state one of sin and misery? It is a fair question. But before answering it, we must go to the point of creation itself, and how mankind came to be in existence. In so doing, we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 6, did God create man thus, wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image, that is, in righteousness and true holiness, that he might rightly know God his Creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness, to praise and glorify him. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female, he created them. And then, 3 verses later, in Genesis 1 verse 31, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Throughout the days of creation, God proclaimed his work good. And at the end, after creating man in his own image, he surveyed it all, and proclaimed it very good. Such was the state of mankind in what is called the Garden of Eden. This phrase is often used to refer to an idyllic place of peace and happiness, and so it was. God did not create anything evil or sinful. God did not create anything bad or inherently wicked. The entirety of creation, from the sun, moon, and stars, to the plants and animals, to the mountains and the valleys, to the pinnacle of creation, mankind himself, was very good, according to the Almighty Creator. One of the excuses most commonly used these days when someone is caught in sin or struggles with sinful desires is, but God made me like this. The tacit reasoning is, if God didn't want me to sin in this manner, he wouldn't have given me these particular desires. But such things did not come from God. God did not create us, in us, sinful desires. God did not imbue us with a sin nature. The struggles we have are wholly brought on by us and by our first parents, as we will examine more fully in future meditations. As the preacher notes in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 29, see, this alone I found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes. God made man upright, very good, righteous, holy, and without sin. It is man alone who has sought out many schemes, who has chosen to disobey the commands of God, who has plunged himself into sin and depravity by rebelling against the will of the one who created him. This harsh reality does not take away the fact that God did, indeed, create humankind good. What it does do is place the blame where it belongs, on us and not on God. For the tenor of the question asked by most people is that of tacit blame. If God created us, then why does he condemn us? If God made us, then how can he fault us when we sin? These and other such arguments arise as people wrestle with their own proclivity to transgress the law of God. Yet try as we might, we can never deflect the blame to the Almighty, for the entirety of his creation, capped off with the making of man in his own image, was altogether very good. And rather than blame God, or excuse our sin, or shake our fists at him in impotent rage, we are called to bend the knee to him, to accept the truth that what he created was perfect, and that we alone have marred his creation, both in our sin nature, and in the death and corruption we have introduced to creation, that it groans along with us, awaiting the time when God himself will set all things right. Until that day, it is ours to recognize our complicity. Offer no excuse, but only repent, confess our sin, and look to the one who created us very good, to forgive us as he has promised through the gospel of our Lord Christ, that in our humble contrition we might give honor and glory to our merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.